Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Roadwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I'm excited about this episode because I have not studied for it. I usually study for it. Now, I would like to thank all of my listeners and all of my followers. And to the kiss-ups, snoopers, and evildoers, crack wide, kiss, kiss. Okay. Let's have some real talk. I didn't really go into that last time. You know, people ask me about signs of this, signs of that. Not everything is a sign, but I can tell you one thing: our ancestors are sitting back, and they're warning us about things. Before I get into our ancestors, I would like to talk about distrust, dishonesty. Oh, yes, those are two major issues. Wait a minute, cheating, that's one of the major issues. If you're in a situation, a friendship, relationship, engagement, marriage, where you begin to mistrust, then you need to question yourself. Don't make rash decisions. Just think. Okay, after thinking, investigate. It's very easy to investigate. Somebody could be lying about their sickness. Why would someone go into a sugar coma and wake up in 5 minutes and ready to go? A lie. It's like everyone says, one lie leads to another, and another, and another, until you get caught up with. And when you get caught up with, then there's anger. Oh, the person that's caught up with, they're going to have so much anger on them. And it's not because they did what they did. It's because they got caught in a lie. I think I put that very clear out here today. Okay, haters, do not entertain that. Don't. You go ahead and do what you usually do. Because within 5 to 10 years, they're going to still be doing the same thing. Hating on other people. People will get jealous of you because you have new shoes, a new car, anything. If you're around someone that's always breaking things and saying, oh, that was an accident. After the third time, you know it's not an accident. They're doing it out of spite. And I hope some of you are listening because I know that you're in this situation. Okay. Let's talk about picking at children. It is a millstone around your neck. And yes, you do not bother with a child of God. That is from the little children on up to the adults. Even the adults are children of God. And some of them are special. Most of them are special. And when you touch God anointed, then something is going to happen. Might not be that day, but it's coming. You can look out for it. Talk about babies and parents. Parents in a bad situation, in a bad place. Let's say you have a baby, and you're in the nut house. Or you're oh, it's somebody else's house. So you get on your feet. You know, some people become attached to your baby. And they rig things up so that you cannot leave with that baby. They want your baby. I have seen cases like that. I have seen it. And some others have seen it. When a person comes to them wanting to do work to keep their baby. Speaking of children, the ones that are not bothering anybody, they're going to church every Sunday. They're going out on trips. Everything with the church. They're in the choir. They're ushering. The devil is at his children. Because they're doing the right thing. And parents, please don't worry. Your child is on the right track. And nothing will happen to them. I know that they're going to see a hard time, just like some of us do. Oh, when we go into that prayer, when we talk to God, then the devil gets angry. Take a person that hasn't been in a church in 10 years, and they finally go into the church. They want to get closer to God. Well, Satan gets angry. The gates of hell tremble every time somebody gives their life to God. But you can't push anybody to give their life to God. That's within them. It's within them to praise Him. As I have said before, you probably heard it. If you don't praise Him now, you will praise Him later. And later may be after a car accident and shooting. So I want everybody to think about that. And I know some of you are saying, well, what does this have to do with hoodoo, witchcraft, and all of that? Remember Marie Laveau? Well, and one of her incantations is, oh, Lord, oh, merciful God, I will not say the rest of it. But it was, oh, Lord, oh, merciful God. She called on God and asked for seeing the unseen, knowing the unknown. That's us. That's we, the people that have been put here to see it. I see it almost every day. I see it with people that come to me. I see it with people that call me. You can't learn it by taking a class. You can't learn it by watching a DVD or reading that book, just like I said. And to all my workers out there, when you get a client that is going to tell you, now you're working for them, and they're going to tell you, oh, no, don't move that way. Don't do this. No, that's not right. I don't think that's right. I said that they didn't know what they were talking about, and I found out they knew that was what they were talking about. Well, do you know what you do? Turn their all colored ass loose. That's a black, white, purple, green, and orange. This is our job. This is what we were put here to do. And I cling closely to my cases. I take my duty seriously. And so should you. Don't let anyone talk you down. I despise that. Now let's move on to greater things. I get questions like, how long would this take to work? 3 days you should see movement. 7 days you should see results. Now, it doesn't work that way with all cases. And there's a lot of conjure that you do on your end to make things come a little faster. Like, to spice up money and love spells. Ginger and cinnamon. I'm not going to say what you do with it, to make a spell stronger, use frankincense. Frankincense, I hate to say it, you can use it for good or evil. It makes it stronger. So there's something to think about. People with issues. We're all going to have people with issues in our lives. We may have neighbors with issues. See, when they have issues, they tend to pick, prod, probe. When you hear somebody saying, watch what goes over there. Oh, they're going to get this. We're going to do what we need to do tonight. See, those are big mouths. See, in this kind of work, you keep your damn mouth shut because you blow everything when you can't shut up. And to the one that looking at the health worker working for you, don't go around telling your friends about it. And then you got your friends calling because it's going to cause a big confusion. And more than likely, who you're getting to call us is your enemy. That's just like coming to us. We know the enemy when it walks through the door. We know the enemy's voice when we hear it on the phone. So there's something to think about. The next thing I'm going to say is evildoers leave our children alone because something might smack you. Well, we have so many businesses that's hauling drugs and getting busted. Like I said, the rolls, whatever. It's a funeral home. But anyway, they're one of them. Rogers is a group. They're one of them. Okay. We got Melanie's Store of Fantastics. That's one of them. So be careful where you go. Okay, people that seem to be slow in their luck. You go to certain places all the time. My advice to you is to switch up. Don't go to the same place all the time. Your enemy knows exactly where you're going. And they have laid a trap for you where you go. So don't do that. I prefer you switch up and go somewhere else. You'll see when you switch up, things will lift a little. Now, everything, most of everything is used in conjure. Rocks, glass, pens, needles, all of the above. But you have to know what you are doing when you're doing this. Never do anything without consulting your worker. Do not do that. Okay. Some of you think our services are for free. It is not free. It is never free. Oh, 111. I see something. Okay. That's not free. You can't go in the Burger King and get nothing free. You can't go to the steakhouse and get anything free. Can't go to Fry's. Can't go to Arby's. You can't go to all these places and get nothing for free. And our work is not for free. Some people have to pay to keep things going because their case is so rough. Some people maybe once, maybe twice, but never ask to pay half. Never ask to pay a portion. Not unless you are in dire need. And we do work with people in dire need. Okay. Now, I have a caller with 111 as an area code. And to me, it doesn't seem real. Because of all of these ones, 111, 111, 1111. And I would not answer that call because I just feel they're not real. If you're going to call into the show, please use a real number. Okay, I'm so sorry. But that's, you know, that's how it is. And the others that have shows, please watch out for that. It's not pretty. Okay, let's talk about possums and rats. Rats can be commanded to do things. Rats can be dressed. So as possums, cats, dogs. You would think, oh, gracious, the neighbor lost the cat, the neighbor lost the dog. No, the dog did not come from there. Uh-oh, the 111 hung up. She knows she won't write. Well, all with the show. Now, I would like to go back to the rats and the possums, cats and dogs. When they're sent to your home, they're not sent for any good. Who would send a dog around for any good? A cat, a possum, a rat. That is evil conjure. That is dark magic. And it's not to be tampered with. I'm sorry, I had to get me a sip of water because it is kind of warm. That's not to be tampered with. Do you know if that dog come back to your house that is bringing your evil trick back to you? It may mess up the other person, but it's coming right back to you. Now, meteor showers. I have been seeing lots of those. And as an old tale, if you make a wish, when you see a falling star, it comes true. Well, it comes true. And the best conjure work is done when an eclipse is due, when there's a meteor shower or asteroidal storm. Any kind of work, whether it's good or bad, can be done during this time. And healing water can be collected in the month of May. Healing waters can be collected mid-August to September. But they have to be prayed over first. You just anoint your body with this water. Okay, people that love to use oil. Now, let your worker guide you on that. Let's say there's a stay with me spell. Now, you can use stay with me with love. You can use stay with me with money. But either way, it can be used. You anoint your body with it. If it's about money, you anoint the palm of your hand. If it's for love, you anoint your chest and your head and behind your ear. Now, I gave you a conjure tip with oil. Okay, Cleo May is a good luck oil, but just like the other, it has to be prayed over or worked over by a worker. And it's very lucky for people that go get me. Chamomile. If you wash your hands in chamomile tea, you will be lucky. It is said to be lucky, along with something else in that water. Okay. I think I've given out a lot of information there. People, if you feel that someone is doing something to you and it's at night, you're hearing weird noises, check your porch and your steps your home. And an easy thing that will hold that down a little bit because you can get to someone is just a little ammonia. I'm not going to tell you what else, but that ammonia is real good until you can get to someone. Oh, well, the show goes by so quickly, and my topics are most of the time very intense, but I want to go into candles, I mean the Vivaldi candles, and those paper candles. You know, it's better to use a candle that's got color all the way through it than to use a candle that's got white in the middle. Now, it will work. The all colored ones are the best. There was a question asked about that. So, see, the all colored ones, you got purity all the way through. A purple candle can be used to draw money. A red candle and a pink candle is for love, sex, relationships. Yellow can be used for money. Yellow can be used for peace. Orange can be used for success. But a black candle. Please do not mess with those. Like I said last week, do not mess with a black candle. Unless you are instructed to do so. And when you do it, do not look directly in those flames because you're going to go to sleep. And you should not go to sleep while doing a black candle. Now, women that want a certain man to come back, there's a trick done with their worn socks. The worn sock can be placed at the doorway with the toe pointing inward. You sprinkle just a little bit of cinnamon on it and watch how that works. It works very fast because that person will always be coming back to you. So I gave out another conscious tip just like I promise. Okay. Now we're in the last few minutes of this show. Like I said, I'm saying it again. I just want everybody to think about what I said before. I want you to think about what I said last week, not only this week, because it's very important. And to go back to Marie Laveau, one of the greatest voodoo queens, most of her incantations started with, "Oh Lord, oh merciful God." See, God has a hand in all things. And I'm going to say this. I know, and other workers know, when you don't do what we ask you to do, because you're whining and complaining, you're not getting those results. This is serious business. Why come to us if you are a know-it-all? Why come to us if you already know this and you already know that? You came to us for help. You need us. We don't need you. See, that's the thing I'm trying to put out. That's just like the Casters of the world. That's just like the Aiders of the world. That's just like the Lavons of the world. That's just like the Millicents of the world. You need us. We don't need you. And I'm not trying to be rude. I just come correct with what I'm saying. Now, I would like to talk about the power of the psalms. There are many psalms that are used with many conjurations. There are psalms for good luck. There are psalms for your enemies. There are psalms you use before you go to court. There are psalms you use while you're in court. There are psalms to bring lovers back I mean, the Bible is full of things, pure things. That would be the safest thing to use if you just insist on going on your own. See, there's a lot of hard-headed people out here that don't want to go to a worker, or they're too cheap, one of them. So I want you to think about that. Excuse me, I'm drinking water again. I tell everybody what I'm doing because I don't want to get caught up in a scam. People will lie on you with this for nothing. I just say that for nothing in the world. And for people that are with families that don't appreciate them, go on about your life. If that town is not for you, get out of town. Go somewhere else. You will see that all your burdens will be lifted when you leave that God-forsaken place. And I know there's a lot of people that feel like they're trapped because it's too much that goes on. A family that loves drama. Please, this is not good. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your emotions, your mental health, physical health. Do you know that your mental health ties in with your physical health? Depression sometimes causes pain. Anxiety causes pain. So that's something to think about, guys. Over the week, and the majority of the time, it's best for you to stay to yourself, because some people are in areas where they can't trust anyone. And I understand that. I've had a caller to call me today with the same mess. I mean, this woman's nerves was messed up. Everything I told her, she would come back and ask the same question when I told her. And I know many of you workers have heard this. It's as if they are not thinking at all. At all. And that irritates us. If we told you something, don't come back and ask the same darn question. I'm saying darn question over and over again. See, you just want to waste time and ask questions. But we are about work. We are about so many things. See, while you're asking questions and wasting our time, we could be helping other people. And just because you spoke with someone does not mean that you doesn't mean that you own them, and they have to answer you every time you call. We'll get back to you. We're not going anywhere, and no one has asked us to. But we're at the ending of this show. I said this show was different because I just wanted to talk to you about basic things. It's a tough world out here. So, everybody, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope that you carry with you the words that I said through the week. I hope that your week is blessed. And I want to say, and I love you, to my mother listening in. Goodbye.